The New Factory Thinker by Bill Bishop. Chapter 30. Ideas. Ideas are the energy that drives a new factory. New factory thinkers are always looking for ideas to help their members solve big problems and achieve big goals. They have a core concept, a big idea, as the central foundation of their business. This big idea is independent of any product, service, or technology, so it's not vulnerable to changes in market conditions. No matter what happens in the future, the new factory's big idea is immutable. New factory thinkers understand that consumers buy ideas, they don't buy products and services. When considering a purchase, they make their decision based on the idea attached to the product. If they like the idea, they buy it. If they don't like the idea, they don't buy it. Consider Costco. Their success is based on a big idea: our members save money by buying in bulk. That's why Costco sells so much stuff. Their members are driven by an idea in their mind: I'm saving money by buying in bulk. The more I buy, the more I save. I'm sure you've heard the slogan, "Whatever happens in Vegas, stays in Vegas." This is another example of a big idea. It plants the idea in your mind that you can go wild in Las Vegas because no one will find out back home. You are free to have a good time. Las Vegas uses this idea to differentiate itself from its competition. There are thousands of casinos around the world, but there is only one Vegas. It's important to point out that consumers don't necessarily know they have a big idea in their mind. It might be subliminal, but it still drives their behavior. Moreover, most old factory thinkers don't know the idea they are projecting into the marketplace. They are not thinking on the level of ideas. They simply sell based on the features, benefits, and price of their product. That's why new factory thinkers are more deliberate about the big idea they attach to their business. They aren't just trying to create a slogan or catchphrase, they use a big idea as the foundation of their business. As we discussed earlier, a big idea has three primary components: the big goal you are trying to help your customers achieve, the big problem you are trying to help your customers solve, and the signature solution you use to achieve the big goal and solve the big problem. When you communicate these concepts, your customers form an idea about you in their mind. The objective is for them to see that you are doing something new, better, and different that takes everything to a much higher level. With this idea package in their minds, your customers see you as distinct and superior to the competition. In addition to the three primary big idea components, new factory thinkers also try to project these ideas. Our business is all about you, not us. We're experts, not salespeople. We're trying to help you achieve your goals. We're not just trying to sell you our products. We're objective. We're doing big things, and we want you to come along for the ride. We're always on the leading edge. We're fun. Remember that the big idea is all about the customer and aspirational in nature. It's what you're trying to help your customers become. For example, you might try to help them win a gold medal at the Olympics, become 10 times healthier and more fit, achieve academic excellence, enjoy a wonderful life, strengthen their relationships, be a good steward of the environment, achieve inner feelings of contentment, develop their artistic and creative skills. Note that your big idea is a suggestion. You are suggesting a big goal for your customers to pursue. The strategy is to get them excited and inspired to do something big. You then help them refine the idea and make it more specific to them. For example, your big idea might be to help people enjoy their life 20 times more. You then help your members define what the big idea would look like for them, such as to play golf every day or to spend more time with grandchildren. In the new factory future, most value will be delivered with ideas. Properly packaged and communicated, big ideas will warn people of dangers they don't know they have, and inspire them to achieve goals they never thought they could. Ideas will bring people together and give greater meaning to their lives. They will also keep people focused and committed. In the old factory era, productivity and efficiency were considered to be the keys to success. But in the new factory era, big ideas will be more important. Supporting and nurturing big ideas will be the primary activity. Children will be taught from a young age to brainstorm, prioritize, and implement big ideas. Governments will make big idea creation their top priority. And the companies that develop the best big ideas will be the most successful. So, what's your big idea?